That is the sound of amplified plane activity, and that the state is engaging in as I am both in operation of my phone. I am switching apps going onto my Anchor podcast, and I am also engaging in physical movement, which is grabbing for the television remote. So the state is monitoring what I'm physically doing. The state is engaged in surveillance, in other words, in corporate invasion of privacy. This is the sex offender that is also monitoring via communication devices. It is it's 3 a.m. on Friday, June 4th, 2021. I want to specifically document third-party YouTube engaging in criminal obstruction of justice on the venue of the internet. And this is the placement of an invalid restriction. Not only is it invalid, because this is documentation that is serving the lawful and appropriate purpose of documenting a government engaged in unprecedented criminal activity that is directly creating and maintaining a threat to the life of an American citizen, a targeted individual who was documenting that ongoing criminal act. It is also invalid because it is not in my actual documentation, is not in actual violation of the third party's policies published on its venue, on the venue of the internet. YouTube engages in placing this restriction, which is a means of criminal obstruction of justice, and the affect of it is to not only harass and threaten in concert with the state, it is facilitating that state's criminal purpose to engage in obstruction. That's all the state is engaging in, while it is also monitoring. It is also actively engaging in the criminal act of monitoring the documentation and trying to stop the ability to capture documentation and to publish it. YouTube is directly facilitating that, acting pursuant to that. And it is also intentional, which is deduced based on the fact that the actual content is not in violation of their policies, and this is a pattern by the third party venue. YouTube places this restriction, which is a means of limiting the ability to publish documentation, publicly available information, identifying information that is serving the purpose of documenting the public entity that's engaged in federal group stalking and monitoring. This is relevant to what is the SIIS policy that I advocate, and these are the ways that the entity acts through the people, including commercial actors engaging in the state's pattern of conduct, and doing so intentionally, and also having that what is a facilitating impact in that conduct. At the moment that I published the video onto YouTube, this is at 1:34 a.m. I do capture what are screenshot of YouTube literally blocking the video as I publish it. And so I did capture an image of that, and I also captured the documentation of the email stating the fact that they have placed an age restriction on the video. And I want to document the particular documentation that has a restriction on it. It is video with the timestamp 2021-0603. 19:06:22. So in other words, it's the June 3rd, 2021 video captured at 7:06:22. 19:06:22. That's the video that has been used as a means of harassment, used as a means of threatening, used as a means of engaging in obstruction in any way that third party has at its disposal, which is on YouTube placing an invalid age restriction on the documentation, which is a well-documented pattern of conduct by this particular venue on the venue of the internet. And the state is, as I am documenting as well, present here in relevant position, ceaselessly engaged in monitoring me, following me, as this documentation is always also revealing. The state is stalking and engaged in surveillance and engaged in monitoring me, and also engaged in criminal obstruction of justice on the venue of the internet. And YouTube is an online actor engaging in criminal obstruction of justice, acting with the government that is currently engaged in that criminal system. And that is the POC. All right, this is just an additional note, and this is speaking to the psychopath. This is speaking to the threat waged by both the people and the government and YouTube, all right? Like I said, everything that the state does, the people are doing, and you are engaging in the state's pattern of conduct. That is the commercial actor, the company on the venue of the internet, YouTube. With simultaneity to my closing my app, It's 3:15 a.m. and the state amplifies another plane as it is aware of what I'm doing on my phone in real time. And as I close my app, the podcast application, another plane is heard flying directly over. I understand that's monitoring conduct, and it is also pursuant to the ongoing surveillance and literally every movement that I am making. And this is just speaking to the documentation, which is revealing a ceaseless engagement in the conduct, but I am correlating what is the criminal activity of the people of the state and what they are engaged in. As the state is present in relevant position, just like I stated, patrolling now over Economy Inn as I am back here, and as my documentation shows, was patrolling over Walmart while I'm at that facilitating venue, patrolling over what is the Food for Less parking lot at the Driftwood Village Plaza, where the Food for Less, the T-Mobile, those venues are inside of that plaza. That's where the state was flying. State is flying over the room and amplifying it. And that is the pattern of conduct, and that is what YouTube is engaged in and has been engaged in. But I just want to punctuate that. As I close down the application, which the state is monitoring, it's on the internet, as soon as I close it down, another plane flies over. That's a psychopath. That is getting away with nothing but engages in that criminal conduct. That's going directly to the prosecution of the people that are engaging in that criminal activity with it. That's 3:16 a.m. That is POC. One other note that I want to bring to the attention of those who are reviewing the documentation as I reveal it. This is unadulterated criminal activity by a government. You're going to want to pay attention to the images as I'm capturing the group stalkers inside of the parking lot. I recited their license plates, the couple in the white vehicle behind the car, as I'm capturing a picture, and then I take a video of the state flying over the parking lot and speaking to that which is occurring inside of the Driftwood Village parking lot. You're going to take a look at this vehicle. It's not parked in a parking spot. The reason why I'm pointing that out is because it is speaking to what is the... It would be the same thing if there actually was a parking spot behind the vehicle where I'm parked, but I'm pointing out the fact that they are clearly engaging and maintaining presence, which is what they are doing in when they're parking in a parking spot as well. But I'm showing you what they are engaging in. They are maintaining presence behind the car. They are not parked in a parking spot. They're illegally parked in this lot behind the car at that precise location at that time, turning on headlights, molesting as one group, waiting for me to exit the T-Mobile store and walk to the vehicle. And then the state flies over. Take a look at where the car is parked at in the parking lot. They're not even in a parking spot. They are literally engaging in maintaining presence. That's what that is, keeping me surrounded. And this is the concerted conduct of the people while the psychopath is flying over in that parking lot. And that same psychopath is flying over this hotel room and amplifying it and listening to the evidence mounted up and published against it. The people of the state of California are sex offenders. They are psychopaths. They are under that same satanic impression. And this is the concerted conduct of the people of the state and the public entity that's operating that system. The other thing that you're going to want to pay attention to, and so you're looking at what are the people of the state just maintaining presence. That's group conduct. That's that gang conduct. That is that targeting ambush-like conduct by freak of nature psychopaths who are focused on you. Okay, so you're just going to want to pay attention to that. They're not even in a parking spot. They're there for a reason, and it's to monitor. And it's group stalking conduct. And so you also want to pay attention to the video that I capture of the group stalkers that are walking in the parking lot at Economy Inn as I'm capturing what are the people of the state as they are creating the audible activity. As I'm stating, he's going to kill someone. That's the state that is acting vicariously through a group stalker that is maintaining relevant position in the state's directed light as I'm walking upstairs to the hotel room to enter and put my groceries inside of the room. And they are in relevant position to the hotel room. Also, while the state is flying in helicopter in relevant position to my room in alignment where I'm pointing out what is the 60 freeway, what you're going to pay attention to in this video, which is captured at, I believe, 9:11 p.m., you're going to see the group stalker who I pointed out from room 224, and she's holding the hand of a minor child. She is walking in the parking lot. She's walking south in the parking lot toward the third party whose vehicle license plate I recited. Pay attention to their shadows. They have shadows in front of them and behind them. That is directed light. Understand that is the monitoring conduct. You are looking at it, and you're also looking at what's demonic activity. Okay, everything you are observing, you're looking at the details, and they are monitoring. And as I have already established this, but I am going the extra effort to pay attention. To point out what you ought to be paying attention to. That is not light activity that they are creating. and using a minor child to do so. And also understand this, Satan, demons, are also engaging in what is holding the hand of a child to appear sweet and compassionate as opposed to the sex offending psychopath group stalker that they are, because they are walking in the parking lot at that time in that light in concert with the state that's flying over in helicopter at that moment that I am there on purpose to engage in group stalking and monitoring me and threatening me. Okay, they're not going anywhere at the everything that they do. And by they, I mean the people when they do it, as they do it is intentional. And I just want you to pay attention to in that video, what you will see are the shadows in front of them and shadows behind them. They have four shadows, both of them. Okay, so you're talking about what is the state's directed light. That's the creation of light activity as they are moving around in the state's directed light. Those are not caused by lamps on the parking lot creating that light activity, which is the creation of shadows. And as they move, that's creating light activity. That's a tactic for monitoring. Okay, that is a method of light activity creation. This is what group stalkers are doing on a ceaseless basis. This is why the state stalks with a fake sun. This is why the state engages in the use of directed light, which is absolutely artificially engineered light. That is no normal light, as I have shown in my documentation as well. So that is also, that's the malicious conduct. That's the demonic activity. That is federal group stalking and monitoring. That's monitoring conduct. And that is the POC. All right, as I captured in video, the group stalker in 8UJU078 patrols inside of the parking lot. Understand he's acting with the owner, maintaining presence. They're just doing it in a different way. One's on foot, one's in a vehicle. And these are the ones that are coming out visibly. The state is patrolling via the 60 freeway. The state is patrolling by on third parties on Euclid Avenue, right where I stand inside of on the property grounds, okay? And that was the documentation of the owner engaging in what is the visual evidence of him engaging in POC. He is always engaged in POC and facilitating, just like you saw while I'm standing under the fake sun. 8UJU078 parks in alignment to me where I'm standing under the fake sun, using his vehicle to cross path and create light activity. So he pulls in, then he reverses, then he drives forward. That's the pacing back and forth with knowledge of exactly what I am saying as well. That's a psychopath that's engaging, monitoring you, and is also sexually violating you, as the state is not just molesting with its light source. They're all touching together as they're all monitoring together. That's a white male with a white t-shirt. He's got sunglasses on. He's walking toward me right now, and that's also on the surveillance cameras. That's POC. It is 1:48 p.m. Oops, excuse me. Uh-huh. He does walk upstairs right past me. That is, it's 1:48 p.m. This is Friday, June 4th, 2021. State's light source over the edge of the building at Economy Inn at 2301 South Euclid Avenue. And this is POC. AJEZ800-7DAJ462-8UJU078 patrols back outside of the room again. He's just crossing path, walking up the stairs, walking back to his car, creating light activity in the state's directed light, just like you saw last night in the parking lot while the state's directed light and the demons walking toward that vehicle were walking in the parking lot. That's POC. 8Y45059-6JZE097. Eight DST 505 RMW 4839 PSYC 13 8 DVV 193 5 XVT 127 8 MLZ 915 7 G 82899 7 BXK 084 6 HEG 839 5 HBB 064 5PRT 077. Now you want to be clear, that's the same volume that the traffic is while I'm inside of the room with the door closed. That's the state that is amplifying traffic. Okay? It's 4HUU 506, 86614D1, 8503783. That's a state flyover. Okay, I did capture video of that, as you hear. This is 7NDU629 and 7BAS727. The third-party group stalkers in the parking lot, those are the license plates of the vehicles that are
parked at the property, in no way demonstrating the totality of third parties that are present on the property monitoring with the state. Group stalker is seen at the front office, loitering in relevant position. He's got on a gray and black hat. He's got on a dark blue long sleeve shirt, black tennis shoes, and light blue jeans, staring at his communication device right now at the night window. And there's also a surveillance camera there. He's monitoring. The state just flew over my head in the parking lot, and the state's fake sun is no longer over the edge of 227 where I was standing. It's directly over me while I'm standing next to this night window. That's the group stalking conduct by the people. It is 1:51 p.m. And so I'm just going to go ahead and capture names because the ongoing environment is being maintained as I'm showing. This is POC. This is the criminal facilitation by the people to at Economy Inn. They're monitoring together. And they take on the outward guise as though they're getting a hotel room. They're monitoring. And that's the owner in relevant position. He's monitoring. Just like he was standing in the hallway in alignment to me. And I also captured the images of what was the monitoring on the internet. As you see, uploading a video to YouTube, and I'm on T-Mobile's 4G, and it says waiting for 2 hours, and uploading it through the app, waiting for, 3 hours as I documented. You're see, that's monitoring. And this is what they're doing. That's why the state's light source is over this venue. And understand, as I left the exact same venue on May 1st at 10 o'clock in the morning when I was already gone, it was not over this building. I captured it exactly where I was at this time, and it was nowhere being over 2301 South Euclid Avenue. I've already established this point. Amazon Prime speaking to what it is intentionally engaging in while it is crossing path, aware of what I, just like all third parties, of what I'm documenting. That's the sex offender acting via Amazon Prime. That's POC. It is 1:52 p.m. AFG273, substantially slimmer, 7AFT499, 7PBT633, 8UHL732, 8EEY309, 6ZNK001, 95912N2, no plate on that truck. And I already documented Amazon Prime, 08555H2, 8X372, 8X37326, 8PNH or HN309, can't really see that one clearly, 7JZL006, 7V55470, 8SIW355, 8SFF186, 8DIB575. 8FEV863. That's a paper plate on the Honda Civic. 5DLN871. 7TQB202. Caltrans 1498133. Caltrans 1035431. 7YAX408. 5GXX904. 8LLC215, 58567E3. All right, and it is 1:54 p.m. And let me show you what the people that are that I just documented and what they are continuously engaging in, which is the fishbowl. The state's fake sun directly over my head, where I stand, and where's this is where I'm standing, where group stalkers are crossing path. I'm at the face of the building. This is what I'm taking pictures of. Nowhere near the edge of 237. All right. That's group stalking, where it's directly over my head. And that's what I just took pictures of. This is what I've already established, so I'm gonna document third parties. Caltrans, crossing path again, in a larger truck, creating light activity as well. Again, that's the psychopath. That's the demon-possessed actors acting through the people, aware that they're being documented. License plate, no license plate on that, no plates whatsoever. That is POC, it is currently 1:54 p.m. So Driftwood Village Plaza is monitoring. All of traffic at a halt on the opposite side of Euclid Avenue is monitoring while the state's light source remains in motion squarely above my head. All of grocery outlet, Walgreens, they're monitoring inside of the Colony's shopping plaza. They're monitoring. This is why the state moves its light source above my head, maintaining that light as they are systematically monitoring with communication devices. VCREATE43846P2. 8JB L714. 8 what you see at the surveillance cameras, the grocery outlet, they're monitoring. 8EME167. 6ETC182. They're cockroaches. They are filthy, filthy creatures. X395KO. 8DRM370. Yeah, that's 8EME167. Yeah, 8EEY352. This is the Colonies Marketplace. They're all monitoring. They're monitoring as I move. This is the significance of stalking with a light source. To maintain that element, and which is a hallmark. 7ARH165. ZXG747. This wrinkly bitty is monitoring. Satan does not discriminate based on age. 8PFT312. 8CIH123. 7VUA221. State's fake sun is directly over my head as I'm standing at the Colonies Plaza in front of 8PFT312. That's how you know that this is monitoring. She is monitoring. The impossibility of that circumstance is coexisting with their presence and relevant position while the state is also stalking. That's a third party. And it's also documented criminal conduct by the people. City of Ontario, UPS. MZV444. MUX395, 6AFX861, 5MPC374, 7WEM079. That's audible activity by a demon-possessed group stalker in the path on the sidewalk, monitoring while the state's fixed center is directly in front, all over my head while they're in front of me. That's POC. These group stalkers are sitting in the parking lot in a Civic with a paper plate on it. License AV39F85. The VIN number is 2HGFA1F37BH538323. That's a Honda Civic, 2011 Honda Civic. Sitting in the path in relevant position. Group stalking by sitting in their cars around, all around. That's what they do. State's fixing directly over my head. And let me give you a picture of what is the opposite side of the same location where I was. I was in the parking lot of Economy Inn, State's Fake Sun over my head at 227. Let me show you where it is right now as I'm on the opposite side in the Walgreens parking lot. And you will see no sun whatsoever over that building. Because that's what you're looking at. And this paper plate of the Honda Civic begins motion. That's relevant positioning. That's audible activity. That's light activity as I use the vehicle. And light activity as they move in the state's directed light under the fake sun. Let me show you this. All right, I did capture that video. Let me give you a picture of Satan. Let me show you what Satan looks like, because this is what you think. This is a picture of Satan. Ah ha 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 ha, you hear that? That's intentional conduct. And you're not gonna prosecute the people because they are serving Satan. You're gonna prosecute them because they're criminals and they're sex offenders. And they're malicious actors. You prosecute that under the law. But I'm going to teach you, this is what Satan looks like. That's not a crazy person, that's a criminal. Maintaining relevant positioning under the impossible coincidence of what is a fake sun. That's not a coincidence when you're engaging in that. So let's get the brand FedEx that's in relevant position as well, because that's the absence of coincidence also. They intentionally communicate through the use of those company brands as you document, and they know it. 3E22610. B, let me get this, Tesla. BEDANOT. 7PBC587, 9F5284. I believe that's R. Baltazar Trucking Incorporation, US.2776020. That's California 0414895. Let me get the front license plate of that truck. I don't think I got the whole one. The front license plate of that truck is 9F52984. Let's see. That's audible activity. That's audible activity. The state's fake sun over my head as I'm moving. That's POC. And these are homeless people, third parties. This is the state system. I put air quotes on. You can't see me because you're listening to me on the podcast. These are homeless people engaging in the state's pattern of conduct. That's audible activity. Everything that you are hearing is intentional, including their presence. Hi. Including the fact that the state's light source is over my head while it's occurring. That's intentional. All right. License 8LAS758. 7AXP778. 97774Y2. 8TLJ010. 4VKK055. 6NFA407. Patrolling the wine barrel liquor, 7678A2A, 7SDP261, 62149E2. That's audible activity. CAT815, 5RRW986, 8UVK915, 7AXP778, 8VBC482, 8TJL010, L8DK, 8EKB921, 6RVZ7A2, I believe, 40328X1, 8EMF562. And I proceed to walk north on Euclid Avenue, 2:02 p.m. You heard what is a demon in the background that's engaged in criminal activity, acting through that of a homeless person who says hi. They're not being friendly. First of all, that psychopath knows exactly what I said about them, not because I'm standing in front and they have bionic ears while I'm not yelling, but because they're monitoring, and also because it's demonic activity. And they're not, by the way, being friendly when they say hello. It's audible activity in relevant position under the state's fake sun. It's malicious. 3WOJ301, it's POC. 6WQU334. 6TCT551, 7MJK789. It's 2:03 p.m. Group stalking at the 76, where the state's fake sun is directly over the 76. This is called loitering in relevant position. 88976M1, 6NFA407, 8SMK967, 8HO2491. G30829, let's roll. 9G28194, 8MRC868, 29627K1, 8HJP307, 5YHL146, 8UMA387, 7CKL987, 804.20P1, 45792X2, 8LPP118, 4Y06, 4YOA657, excuse me. All right, so as I'm standing at the bus stop for Omnitrans, which is bus stop number 6091 on Euclid in Philadelphia, this is Route 83, northbound, the state's fake sun is directly over me at this bus stop, okay? Again, I'm on the opposite side of what is the economy and property, and as I showed you the backside of the property, no sun over the building, over the roof. 8BNP285, where the 227 room where I was at, squarely above that room, squarely above my person as I stood outside, it's not over there, it's over me at this bus stop. How you know what 8HFD892 is doing. 8VHH896, I believe. 7GJB685. 6UCN159. 187ZD, handicap. UPS, crossing path again. Power towing, crossing path, making a U-turn. License 3NAW578. 6NGW157. 2628830, Indiana plate, and that's not UPS, that's another commercial truck. 8KDF 909. 6MCE975 73562U1. 8705-1S1. I got 88976-M1. This one, patrolling into the parking lot, 6SPR-820, 6RPY-256. BP-34L-11. And by patrolling into the parking lot, I mean going in relevant position at the 76 behind the bus stop where I'm standing. They're patrolling in traffic. They're cockroaches. This is just exactly what the state was doing, by the way, in the evening yesterday as I'm capturing Ontario police. Understand why Ontario police is driving south on Euclid at Philadelphia. The state's fake son is in the same location. 7KRH981. 292844E3. 7YQB424. And by same location, I mean on the opposite side of Euclid, aiming into the window of the car while that is creating light onto my person, onto the vehicle, that's maintaining light on the surfaces surrounding me, in other words, while Ontario police is crossing path. You can see the light beaming into the picture. It's directly above where I'm aiming, which is where Ontario police are crossing path. And understand the state's fake son is on the opposite side of the same exact street. I've already drawn that point. I've already shown what the state's doing. 8K84935, 30667B1, 954. 82D1, 4YHE165, 6RXB734, 6VNN075, 8X3097, which is substantially similar, 7VRN579, 3UMV924, 6UYM615, 6APK565, 6YFD066, excuse me, 7SSC080. Evasive motorsports crossing path. That's a brand on a white vehicle. It's called Evasive Motorsports. VNF738B. That's a different looking license plate. 6776-1E3. 7TID-115. 7ECD-514. 8MHT-677. 8SRX-232. 6WVG719. I'm sorry, 8AGN612. Let's see. Let me be clear. I'm on the opposite side of Driftwood Village. They're all monitoring at the Chevron, at the CVS, the Jack in the Box, the Food for Less. They're in relevant position on the opposite side of the street. They're monitoring. 5ZVW506. 6266-9X1, 7CTW-280, RUIZ-C108DAA-136, can't really see that one that clearly, 7FJZ-948, 51738Y2. LYT037, 6993-1W2, and that's a commercial vehicle. 6UVL974. That's audible activity. It's 209, and the state is amplifying audible activity. 7ZCS597, 5HOA273. 'm documenting what are sex offenders. They're all molesting together. These are psychopaths. They're all listening together, and they are intentionally present with the state, vicariously representing that entity that is group stalking and monitoring. This is why the state also uses what is their visible presence as the source of what is amplified, in other words, impossible audible activity of traffic inside of the hotel room. 7PQF730. 6Y31, I can't really see that one. 4687K2. 7WQE270, 8TEP371, 6HSY109, 8TJV929, 37738A3, 8KGH566, 5XVX405, 8RHA, can't really see the rest of that one, 7UCA966, Brian's Jumpers Rentals. That's a commercial vehicle crossing path in two of them, acting with all the rest of the third parties. That's H-U-M or H-N-M, looks like a utility vehicle. They're crossing the path on the opposite side of Euclid. It's a green and yellow logo, 83487, or TPZ, excuse me. The state is maintaining light activity acting via the people under the bridge nearest the 60 freeway with a large blinking truck, a light blinking truck. It remaining at that bridge, under the bridge, that's creating light activity in the path while I'm standing at the sidewalk. 6KGY 808, 6VRF 967, 6GVU 099, 8SWT 505, 310822Y1, 6RGK 979, 5LWK 699, 8KDR 651, 8PRN 275, 1OURED, Sparklets, crossing path, XP77743, 8SLV309, 7RDP195, 6KUC464, 678ZL handicap, 7GVE192, 06454F3, 24186U1, 8TTG 073 NOAHR. It is 2:12 p.m. 7UOA 304. This is group stalking at 76 and on the sidewalk over here behind me. They're monitoring while the state's fixed sign is over me. Traffic is crossing path in front and all around me. The state is also maintaining light under the bridge via a large truck in alignment to me under the bridge, all right? And this is the state that is always flying over. I captured as I'm walking out the parking lot. The state is stalking by aircraft right now. It engages in audibly flying over, which is the amplification of that audible activity. 1DTR, 1SN. And those are the fat third parties that are loitering in relevant position at the 76 on the sidewalk around the building over there. That's what I took a picture of. I can't see that one. 8TCR 506, 7MZE 492, 8UC 0679, 5VNZ 453, BNYZ TXI 79699L2, 6826 8P2, I believe. And it is 2:13 p.m. VPU 812 8CBT 284, 8TYK 247, 8PMP 196, 8TDJ 314, 8TDJ 314. Five DVN 368, D2 SEXY, 7XPX 316, 9F 59. I can't really see the rest of that one. 1269 8H2, 8PQM 517, 7LZM 907, 8CJZ 177, I believe, substantially similar. 6HBU 354, and waiting for this third party from 76 to cross path, 7UAO 798, I believe. 8F 34442, 8UCA 216, 58426. Can't really see the rest of that one. The trailer is 4PUZ 7407, I believe. So change the summer. 6NFA 407, 8GVL 167, 3DEH 573, 8SVK 344. 8M48E22. This is the ongoing presence of the state's fake sun as I captured. It is squarely over my head as I'm standing at 6091. As I clearly captured this on May 1st, this was early in the morning though. You have what is the state's fake sun directly over me as I took pictures of third-party group stalker Amazon Prime. That is the people of the state using nothing but a commercial brand. Those fat group stalkers loitering at 76 get into S8SVK344. All right, license 37521V2. 8NIM949. The state's fake sun at 10 o'clock in the morning was at the same exact location as well. The state at 10 o'clock in the morning places its fake sun over the museum, directly over where I'm laying at the museum as well. I have already shown what the state is doing, and it is impossible with regard to its activity because it's stalking me. So this is why you have what is impossible to coexist. 01617U2 or 702, that's a commercial vehicle. And I'm literally looking at the backside of Economy Inn on the opposite side of the same property. All right, so I'm no longer in the parking lot, and you see what is well after the documented presence of this position over the 76 over me at the bus stop, and also absolutely impossible to coexist as I'm standing at the property. I'm reiterating that because you are looking at the glaring conduct, criminal conduct of 8RFC 590 E394KM. That's a Utah license plate. All right, they are intentionally present, monitoring with the state. 8LWR162. 8KGU656. While the opposite side of Euclid, driving southbound on Euclid Avenue, they are constantly patrolling as well. I'm on the north side, the ones driving north, and the ones driving from Philadelphia north onto Euclid. Okay? That is in no way stopping the fact that the people are engaged in monitoring on this entire street. And that's just here. All right. What I've already shown, the state is group stalking via helicopter. I'm not going to be distracted by that. I'm going to get these group stalkers because they're acting. The helicopter that's flying in the background, they're acting through them. So who's monitoring with the state that's flying over me, threatening with the state? 8KRM243. They're going to be prosecuted for that. GDUPP 7JPV325 7ESA387 7M05282 55867C3 7ZGT299 XP86029, that's JF Transport monitoring with the state that's flying over in a helicopter on purpose. Understand that. 8SKN886, 8VYN329, 6ABP142, CL31047, 7344-2F1. And you're also going to monitor, document, pay attention to Omnitrans. Everything that Omnitrans does, whether it is driving on its actual schedule, whether it is deviating from its time schedule and the routes, it is engaging in monitoring and criminal harassment and threatening as well. Okay? You pay attention to that. I stated the time I'm here, stated the time that I remain here, and Omnitrans engages in the POC in this regard. 5RFC351, 60376K1. Audio video specialist, that's a commercial vehicle, it says JMS audio video specialist, 909-569-2354. That's the phone number on that vehicle they're monitoring. The state amplifying helicopter activity while I stand here, so I read those license plates. They're all monitoring to that activity while the state's fake sun is over my head. On the opposite side of what is Economy Inn, speaking to what they've been engaged in, and also you cannot hear this traffic inside of the hotel room at Economy Inn. All right, all of this that I've already stated. So 8NUL536, 8POA407, 6KYH415, 5HWB520, 6PCH559, 8U17356, 8CFN517, UPS, 3EIV340, 7NVY002, P999488. That's a commercial vehicle. That is Sunbelt. This is Taylor Brothers, US dot 450589. License plate, TK490NLC. That's an Indiana plate. 5PXT073. Omnitrans on the opposite side of the street. You think that's it's not a coincidence. This is a psychopath. In nothing but a commercial vehicle, 7VYN126, 8PKG171, 7JMD514. And it's 2:20 p.m. and that's audible activity that Omnitrans is monitoring me to. License plate, who's monitoring me to that as well? 6UZX079. And 5SCV227. They're group stalking at 2202 South Euclid Avenue at the Chevron. 7YUA292, 7LZW769, 7RO7864, WireNet Communications, Rolling Green Tree Care, 8408 3T2, 7KXN082, 4PHW399, 7NVR000, 4MNA847, 8U87513, Encore Image, 8GVS388, JB Hunt. They monitor all the time, especially on the freeway, using their trucks on the sides of roads. License 8FXW205 or 8EXW205. 15495. That doesn't even look like a license plate. The state is flying in a helicopter over the median of Euclid Avenue. And again, the state is amplifying this activity while it's flying higher over the apartment building, which is speaking of amplification. I'm looking at the helicopter right here. You don't hear anything. That's how you know what the state does with audible activity. 6XXL788. And the psychopath, that's Satan flying a helicopter, that's the state, monitoring with 7KKS628, and is monitoring with all of these group stalkers that are crossing path, 8MFB135, 8P62507, 8APY113, 8DUL881, 37298X1. And that was a black helicopter, by the way, flying over the center of the median in between what is 2140 Euclid Avenue and where I am on the opposite side of the street, the 76. 6S96111. AMR ambulance, sounding sirens. Group stalker, 7WID438. 5XQN968. That's facilitation by AMR. 8HMY318. P598PO. 7Y96057. That's amplification. American Medical Response. 7365 9F2. Vehicle 50773. That's AMR group stalking under the fake sun. Moments after the helicopter is flying in circles at the same location under the fake sun. All right, while the psychopath sex offending group stalker is listening to me document the third parties that are acting with it. 34753W2. Now you want to pay attention, because what you have is the amplification of the sound as they approach AMR ambulance at a distance, the equidistance on the opposite side, and you don't hear the sirens. You understand how quickly and rapidly the state stops its audible activity. 8UZY521 is very targeted. And it's supposed to be the fact that it's growing in volume as they're approaching, and then the audible activity just absolutely stops after they cross path. 8RHC772. The state is still flying over the 76 over here, just like I captured on August 30, 2020. 8RQZ7422. I believe substantial summer. 7PAL059. This is 7EKU780. 8835 0D3, 94234 W1, that's 2R drilling, 7UKD862, 90923R2, ED029 handicap. Omnitrans is arriving. Understand, monitoring with AMR, monitoring with the state flying over via helicopter. All right, that is POC. And they also have security cameras, which I'm referencing. They're monitoring. They're no different than every other group stalker. It is 2:24 p.m., and this is bus stop number 6091. AMR ambulance, that's criminal facilitation. That's the state. Ontario police are present as well, just not visibly. They're stalkers in police cars, and they maintain presence, monitoring to that same activity. You also have the state that's patrolling over the median at Euclid Avenue and then flying behind me right here at the 76, creating audible activity of a helicopter, coming in and out with that activity, because while the psychopath was flying in a repeated circle, which it still is, and you can't hear it. But yet what it does is flies over the apartment building that I'm working at, for example, at Country Village, high up in elevation, and yet it's loudly heard inside of the office. That's amplification. That's playing a tape of helicopter activity. Doing the same thing inside of the economy in room, all right? The state is creating that which is not going to be audibly heard inside of a hotel room or that inside of the work office where I'm located. That's the state stalking with activity, and it is stalking with Omnitrans license 1545811. This is PLC as I'm monitored in motion. Yeah, I'm getting on bus number 2351. It is 2:25 p.m. 2:26 p.m. Employee number 3050. State's fake sun remains over the bus. So as we're in motion, we're at bus stop number 6092. The state's fake sun over the bus. Okay. So this is how you arrive from being directly over where I'm at to any other location. The state is aiming directed light onto the bus, moving across the surfaces where the bus number is at the front and the panels inside. I've documented this before. That's POC. The quote-unquote walls of light inside while traffic is driving by, that's the state's directed light as the group stalkers cross paths. They're monitoring while you're in motion. This is a means of interstate commerce that they're doing this. Monitoring using communication devices, monitoring on behalf of the government, and monitoring while they are aware of your documentation of it. All of this is legally relevant. Proceeding north on Euclid Avenue, crossing Francis, it is 2:27 p.m. And I want to be clear, there is no vantage point where traffic driving past the bus on any side is ever going to result in the lights of the walls of light, the flashing light, all the light activity on the side of the bus. This is the same conduct on the transportation. The exact same conduct that I've shown on the sidewalk, that I've shown while I'm inside of in the location in different venues. The same pattern of conduct. It is 2:28 p.m. All right, it is 2:39 p.m. I did just capture what is just punctuating my point as I get off of third-party facilitating venue Omnitrans at Euclid Avenue and Holt Boulevard. 8UIY720. The state's fake sun is squarely over my head as I get off of the bus, remaining squarely over the bus as I'm in motion and the state directing light onto the bus. 7XYL464. GRT026 Iowa, that's Iowa plate, 70268Y1. As they cross path, the fishbowl is maintained, meaning the state keeps its fake sun over my head. 6XJU826. Six YPR894. 7TQL290. The group stalker that crosses path, whose license plate I recited, maintains presence. That's loitering in relevant position, using the vehicle to create light as she keeps her foot on the brake. And this is the 6XJU826. Monitoring with 8VYW948, 6FHT675, 7KAF893, 8DCK850, 5SSV077, 8GNZ656, 7RSR227, 8MED331. So let me show you. This is POC. This is a group stalker. She's monitoring under the fake sun. She's monitoring with the group stalkers who are crossing paths. 6GZV523, 5BHE, sorry, 5HBE743, I believe. And I want to also point out something else to you. As I go to the same venue in a different route, okay, let me show you an example of another part of being in the path. They're just loitering in relevant position on the surveillance cameras at Ontario Town Square under a fake sun, maintaining presence with the state. The one that I just took a picture with in her car, monitoring with the third-party group stalkers who are patrolling in traffic, monitoring with the third parties who are at Wells Fargo and on the grounds of the Ontario Town Square. They're one group acting together, standing around and talking around in a group as a means of being present. They're monitoring and not ignorantly so. This is called malicious conduct. That's a psychopath. Okay, so what you have is, as I take the same different route to the same location, you're going to pay attention to the state's fake sun. As I walk a different route from, for example, Shiro's Liquor to the library, for example, where do you have the state's fake sun? As I walk through across Plum, I've already pointed this out, and I walk to the senior center, the state's fake sun is over that parking lot over there. It is squarely over my head while I'm over here at B Street and Euclid Avenue, where this group stalker is sitting in her vehicle. This sloppy, demon-possessed old hag, okay? She's a criminal, and she's a sex offender, 6XJU826. The state's fake sun, in that regard also, you're seeing what the state is clearly doing with its fake sun, a light source, so that they can monitor. That is mutually exclusive, not only based on the time of day, not only the documented conduct with the state's light source, but you're looking at, if I go a different route, how is it remaining over my head if I go through the parking lot versus if I walk up Euclid Avenue toward B Street? It's an entirely different route to the same location and entirely different positions of the fake sun as it remains over me as I travel those routes, okay? That is also what you're going to see. I'm going to take a picture of what is the president of the state's light source. All right, it is 2:44 p.m. And so what I'm dealing with here are group stalkers that are maintaining presence, acting with the Ontario Police Department. Hi, do you happen to know what time it is?
That's 2:45.
2:45 p.m.? Thank you. What office are you guys from?
We're just private citizens.
She's wearing a badge.
It's a name tag. Kiwanis, it's our club.
Oh, you're a club.
Yeah, we're a club.
That's a Satan-derived club. Okay, thank you. They're monitoring. And they're not present as private citizens. They're present on behalf of the state. They're standing under the state's fake sun. Bye, group stalkers. That's POC. It is the time that they stated. Crossing path at Ontario Town Square. Two group stalkers wearing blue hats. They're crossing path with me. And they're creating light activity. And they're psychopaths that are listening to everything that I'm saying. Weirdos. That's how Satan operates. Satan is a weirdo. This is POC as I'm walking through the property of Ontario Town Square, and the state's fake sun is over my head as I'm walking toward the library through the Ontario Town Square property. Understand, as I walk in an entirely different direction toward the same venue, the library, the state's fake sun is on the opposite side, going and moving in an opposite direction. That's the significance of what I've shown you in the documentation. And Ovid Family Community Library is monitoring right now. I don't have to be inside of that building. I have isolated the POC, so you see how they engage in the criminal elements inside of a venue? And they're doing that on a massive scale outside. That's what they're doing everywhere. They're engaging in the same elements. So you're talking about not walking past, you're talking about crossing path. All right? And all the ways in which demons engage in patrolling, which is pacing back and forth. That's a demon. That's a psychopath engaging in it, and they seek to engage in that demonic activity by appearing normally. All right, so reversing and pulling your car forward and backward and forward and backward is supposed to appear as though you're just parking your car. Perhaps you don't know how to drive very well. Understand that is occurring under the fact pattern of federal group stalking and monitoring. It's demonic activity, actually, and that's a psychopath engaging in intentional conduct. 6ZJE884, 6PJH382, 7RPT338, they're patrolling. All of them. This is demonic activity. They're driving in a circle at the turn circle under the state's fake sun, right here where I stand. License plate, DAZ4806, and that's an out-of-state plate. It's blue lettering on it. 4HL2334, excuse me. All right, and so this construction scene that's seen at the library area, understand this is a form. The state uses everything that is in the environment for its form, for audible activity, and for loitering in relevant position. There is no legitimacy of presence in the path where the government is monitoring. You don't have an individual constitutional right to monitor an American citizen. This is 6NNK722. They're just driving in a circle through the turncircle. This is demonic activity. Understand, you're talking about one entity that's doing it. They're just using more than one vehicle to do it. This is the entity just driving in a circle in front of you over and over and over again. It's the same identical conduct as the state flying in a helicopter in a circle in front of me. That's exactly what the state does. That is POC. In addition to the fact that the state's fake sun is now over here, over 280 North Lemon, where I stand. 6VND795. Flying over 280 North Lemon Apartments. They're monitoring inside of Wells Fargo. They're monitoring inside of the Ontario Open Family Community Library. They're monitoring as they are driving in circles like psychopaths. This is satanic activity. He's walking in front of me, light activity on the ground as he crosses path and the state flies over in an airplane, which is amplified in volume. 7Y95765, 5RLM089. 7XYL464, group stalking at Wells Fargo while the state flies over right here where I'm standing at the 280 North Lemon Apartments, where the state's fake sun is right here over my head, by the way. Okay? POC. This is how Satan operates, and this is criminal conduct. It's federal group stalking and monitoring. It is 2:49 p.m., and that is the state rapidly moving from being over economy inn room, and then as I exit that parking lot, 6Z51351, and then as I stand at the bus stop and remain there, it's not rapidly moving anymore. It remains squarely over my head at that bus stop, and then it's directly over me at B Street in Euclid where I get off the bus, and now it's right here over my head in a central location over me where I'm right here at 280 North Lemon and the library, 4WRS494. 6MRW442. They're creating light activity as they drive in a circle. This is satanic. They're creating light activity, they're creating audible activity, and they're crossing path. Repeatedly crossing path as one group in the aggregate, they're patrolling. This is satanic, okay? That's satanic conduct. It is the same thing that I have shown you in tons and tons of videos, what the state does with a helicopter, what the state was doing today. While I'm reciting on my podcast, while I'm getting third parties, the state was flying in a circle to my right as I was facing west, standing on Euclid, reciting third party license plate. The state was flying in a black helicopter in a circle in the median of Euclid Avenue. That is satanic. This is what they're doing as a group. They're just driving in car after car in in the turn circle under the fake sun. It's not the sun that is moving and behaving and remaining like that. Okay? That's POC. It is 2:50 p.m. That's audible activity. That group stalker sitting in her car the whole time. As I make a sudden move, which is turn my body in opposite direction, she closes her door. That's what group stalkers do. They wait for the moment, and the state does the same thing. 7ASJ313, that's the one stalking with activity using her vehicle. Sitting there the entire time, especially as the state flies over, she's sitting in her car. At the moment that I turn my body in opposite direction, she closes her door, and that is POC, 6GLG314. This is the same location where the state engaging in spanning light across this walkway as I sat there, as I documented on December 23rd, 2020. There is no question, besides that, there is no question that the state is monitoring, period. But I just want to be clear on where I'm at. That demonic activity was captured in video for your eyes to see. They're monitoring now. All right, and so it is 2:51 p.m., and that is POC at third-party facilitating venue, Ontario Ovid Family Community Library, where the state's fake son is present and arriving here at an entirely different route because I walked from B Street and Euclid as opposed to walking the back route, which is from Holt Boulevard through up Plum and through the parking lot of the City Hall. All right, those are entirely different routes, and the state's fake son traveling in entirely different directions altogether to remain over me and be at the same venue. Okay, that's POC. It is 2:51 p.m. All right, it is, let's see, 3:30 p.m. And those are images that I'm taking of the library that's monitoring with the state inside of the venue. And as I go to my website and I open different browsers to do the same thing, I'm using the internet on Google. I'm using the internet in my Google Drive accounts and on YouTube. And then when I go to my website, thepatternofconduct.wordpress.com, this is when Internet Explorer says not responding. And this is when Google, the browser, says not responding. Do you want to wait? That's monitoring, okay? And this is with simultaneity to the third-party group stalker at station number 13. They engage in the form of what is crossing path and audible activity creation while they're monitoring on the internet and using a communication device. guys. This is desktop number 11 that I'm sitting at. And you'll see on the surveillance cameras, he comes in and he's in the form of answering a question that a third party group stalker is making, posing with simultaneity to my going to the pattern of conduct.wordpress.com website. This is monitoring in the venue. This is monitoring on the venue of the internet as well. And this is also the state's focus on my website. Okay. This is the same conduct where the state does not want me to be able to merely review it. This is the same venue of the internet where I'm uploading and using the internet. This is also not Wi-Fi. That's also another grounds. I'm using the desktop computers where they are stalling the connection. Okay. And that is the facilitation by the patrons and the employees alike at the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library. It's 3:32 p.m. And also the activity is created by the ongoing incessant sound of the door closing, like you hear in the background, as I open up my phone and begin to audibly document this, the closing the door repeatedly. That's POC, that's monitoring conduct as well. It is 3:32 p.m. as another patron with a blue jacket on, he's holding his sunglasses in his right hand with white hair on his head. He's just crossing path. They're patrolling. They're acting as one group, and they've been walking past while I'm uploading videos to my Google Drive, uploading videos to YouTube, and then going to my website. And I want to be clear, this is 2 minutes later, 3:32 p.m. now, and the page is just cycling. This is monitoring on the venue of the internet. This is at the Ovid Library where they're monitoring, and this is the people acting at this venue, monitoring on the venue of the internet, and particularly interested in my website. Okay, this is obstruction of justice. That's POC. It's 3:33 p.m.